What's up, Hyperfast Nation? On this episode of the show, I am going to take a deep dive into the five questions that you should ask a real estate coach before hiring them. This is an episode you do not want to miss, so stay tuned for the next episode of the Hyperfast Show. All right, so if you are going to hire a real estate coach, and I think most real estate agents should, here are the five questions that you need to ask before you make a hiring decision. All right, the first thing I think you need to find out is, what is the sales record of that coach, right? Did they ever sell real estate at the highest level? How long ago was it? You know, what happened to their business? If they left the business, what happened to it after it, right? How did they do in, you know, both good markets and bad markets? I think you want to have a really good history of that. You know, there are some real estate coaches that sold homes at a small level and then got good at social media or content that's just designed for real estate agents. And they never, you know, even though they sold for a little bit, they never sold at a high level. And then they got into coaching, right? We've seen a rise of this, I think, recently with influencer type marketing and social media. I'm not making a value judgment on that either, but I just think you should really understand the sales record of the people you're hiring. And remember this too, right? There are some people that were on teams, sold a ton of real estate while on a team, never, you know, got good at generating their own leads, and you know, they kind of like break away, use the team leader's record and start their own coaching program. Right. So I think you really want to know the history of it. Right. Conversely, there's people that built really amazing teams, sold at a high level, but they did that in the 90s, right, or early 2000s. So they were doing this before email marketing was a thing, before social media marketing was a thing. So there's a lot that, you know, you can learn, I think, by people that have sold at the highest level and done it recently. So make sure you investigate that. Number two, right, definitely you should ask this question before you hire a real estate coach, is what is their record as a team leader, right? Because there are some people that sell really, really well as an individual agent or as an individual agent with help. Like, there's people that can do over 100 homes a year without a team, which I think is amazing, right? Some of them never built teams. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but you know, if you want to build a team because you don't have the desire to personally sell 100 homes and you want to sell 30 homes or 40 homes or 50 homes and have like a team that sells another couple hundred, right? It probably would not serve you to hire someone that had a lot of success as an individual, but not building out a team. So look, you know, after you looked in their sales record, question number one, make sure you look into their record as a team leader. All right. Number three, what is their record as a coach, right? How many top solo agents have they coached? How many top leaders have they coached? What happened to the real estate teams before and after they hired this person, right, this coach? You know, what's the average success rate, the average increase in business, right? If you're going to pay $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year for coaching, whatever it is, right? What kind of business increase can you expect, right? You know, you should demand proof that you are going to get a return on investment, an ROI. All right, so, you know, make sure you understand their track record. How long have they been a coach? How many agents have they helped? How many team leaders have they helped? And what happens to these agents and team leaders after they hire this person? Number four, right? Number four question that you should ask before you hire a real estate coach is, who do you actually get access to, right? There are some people that have built amazing coaching programs, and then as they scale it out, right, they've got a limited amount of time, so then they hire coaches, right? So if you're basing everything off the track record of the rainmaker, the head coach, the lead coach, but you're not getting access to that person, that could be an issue, right? So who do you actually get access to? And if your primary access point is going to be another coach, then we need to go back to questions one, two, and three for that particular coach, right? What's their sales record, track record as a team leader, track record as a coach? So who do you get access to? And make sure you do your due diligence on that person. Number five, all right, can you take what you learn with you? There are some real estate coaches, I'm not going to name them, but some coaches that, you know, and I personally know this and I've heard from others that once you lead their program, you are supposedly not allowed, right? And by the way, I don't know if they've ever successfully enforced this, but I know they will like harass you and ask you to stop. Or there's some coaches that don't want you to use what you've learned if you quit coaching with them, right? So in other words, you come in, you pay tens of thousands of dollars a year, you learn different lead generation techniques, different marketing techniques, different direct response techniques, and then they try to put in the fine print that if you leave, you can't use the marketing terms and programs that they use, right? And it's just a way to kind of capture ongoing revenue from you. So I think that's something you want to look at up front. Like, you know, can you take what you've learned and continue to use it? Now, by the way, I totally understand where these types of coaches might be coming from in terms of like they don't want you to take their same systems, scripts, programs, and then go sell that to other people, right? Because that's like their intellectual property. So I do think in that regard they're right. But I think in terms of generating buyers, sellers, increasing your real estate sales business, I think you should be with someone that will allow you to take what you learned with you, because you paid for it, right? So those are the five questions that I think you should ask anyone before you hire them as your real estate coach. And I really think you really need to understand their sales record as a team leader, record as a real estate coach. If you do nothing else, understand those three things, and it'll help you, make sure up front that you are hiring the right person to help you grow your real estate business. All right, now I want to tell you something that's really cool. As you may or may not know, about a year and a half ago, Carrie and I took our top selling independent team brokerage to eXp Realty, right? A year and a half later now, we've got hundreds of agents who've joined us from 16 different states. It's growing at one of the fastest paces ever, much faster than we could grow as a team or as an independent brokerage. So we've been loving the growth. We're pouring into these agents and all of the coaching that some people have had to pay $30,000 or more a year to get from us. We give that to our eXp group members, right? Just as a benefit of joining us at eXp, just because we want to help them sell more homes and build their own revenue share. So when you partner with us at eXp Realty, you are going to get training from people that have been ranked as high as in the top 15 for all teams nationwide. Right, we sold as much as $726 million in 1 year. We had the fourth highest selling team at Keller Williams before we left Keller Williams. We've trained multiple seven-figure earning team leaders all across the country. Right, so we've got a track record of selling. We've got a track record of coaching. And when you join us at eXp, you get all of that for free. So in addition to the low caps, low fees, the technology, the stock awards, the ability to earn revenue share, you're going to get training, coaching, masterminds, events with Carrie and myself. If you want to build a revenue share group that makes you massive passive income, I will personally coach you on how to do that. I'll give you the proven path to getting to $50,000 or more per month in 5 years or less. And all you need to do to learn about that is pick up your cell phone and send me a text message at 703-638-4393. Again, 703-638-4393. 4393. Yes, it is my phone. Yes, I will respond to your text. So when you are ready to learn about all the crazy, amazing benefits you get when you partner with Carrie Shaw and I at eXp Realty, shoot me that text message, 703-638-4393. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fast Show. Hope you got a ton of value out of it. Please share it with other real estate agents. I'll see you next time.